Who's ready for a new you? Anybody ready for a new you today? All right, that's a little better. Come on, you got to believe it. How many's ready for a new you? Say yes, amen. That's me. We today are in the middle of a series. We started the first of the year called A New You. We see where Paul was writing to us in Scripture, and he said it very clearly throughout Scripture. He says that there is a new nature that God is wanting to give every one of us. For every believer, he says, we put on our new nature, and we begin this new journey, a new day, with a new heart, that God makes all things new in our life. It's just a continued principle that we see, that God is wanting to do something new in the heart of every believer, in the life of every believer. And so today, I want to put on my spiritual coach hat. Is it okay? Because sometimes, you know, I believe as a spiritual coach, it's kind of like this, that sometimes, you know, a good coach, he knows when to press his team. He knows when to pat him on the back. He knows when to encourage him. He knows sometimes you just necessary to come in and do the X's and O's and just talk about the principles of the plays and what's going on, diagram things out, just teaching. Other times he needs to get in the face and say, okay. See, a good coach knows how to take a player and players and to push them beyond what they think they can do. He pushes them beyond the limits of their mind has set for them. A good coach helps them see the impossible. Sometimes he runs them really hard and he breaks them down with just mentally breaking them down, physically breaking them down, only to rebuild them back up to show them that they're stronger than they thought they were. And so today, I need to put it on my spiritual coaching hat today because I believe that God wants me to share something with you today very powerful. So I hope that you wore your big boy and girl shorts today because it's going to be good, okay? Today's topic I want to talk to you about is stop being the victim. We got awful quiet in here. Stop being the victim. See, if we're going to see this new you that God is calling us to transform, to step out into, to put on, that we cannot, we'll never, ever step into that new person, the fullness that God has for us. We'll never step into the fullness when we see ourselves as the victim. I've been doing ministry for a long, long time, over 20 years in ministry. And I can tell you, this is something that is just not happening at a year at Destiny Church. It's something I've seen all my life, growing up in church, growing up in ministry, and seeing ministry happen. I've seen this mentality slow so many people down, stop them from achieving everything that God wants for them when they carry this mentality of the victim. It can plague us. It weighs us down. So today, let's jump right into our text. Because we know God wants to change us from where? From the inside out, correct? How many know God wants to change us from the inside out? He's changing our heart. He's changing our thoughts. He's changing our mentality. And we got to break through. So I love what Paul wrote here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. We're going to spend the majority of our time here looking at Paul's writings. Let's see what it says here in this chapter. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And look what it says. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. Let's say it again. God is the source of what? All comfort. The source of all comfort. God is merciful and he's the source of all comfort. Let me tell you today, we look for comfort in so many things. We look for comfort. We think that if I find somebody who loves me 20 years younger than my existing spouse, that's going to comfort me. Or if I think, you know what, if I can just make more money, it's going to comfort me. Sometimes we use things like alcohol or drugs. We use pornography, things that happen. We try to bring comfort into our life, but those things will never bring true comfort to you or I. Why? Because God is the true source of all comfort. Until you realize this, you'll be looking for comfort in other things that will just leave you empty, leave you addicted, destroy your life, destroy your marriage, destroy your family. It will cost you more than you want to pay. Why? Because I'm needing comfort. And the comfort only comes through Jesus. God said, I am the source of all your comfort. As we look through the scripture here, this particular text, we'll see the word comfort or comforts or comforted used over 9 times. Look why. Verse 4 says he comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can what? Comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. See, one of the reasons that many of you have been stuck in a victim's mentality is you've allowed God to comfort you, but you haven't turned around to help somebody else who's going through that same thing. You see, God comforts us as believers so that we can turn around and comfort somebody else who's walking through the same problem. You're not the only one that walks through problems. You're not the only one to go through major pain in your life. You're not the only one to go through a lot of loss and suffer a lot of things. Everyone in this room today, we all have a story. Everybody's got a story of something you've walked through, very difficult, very challenging. And God wants to bring you comfort so that you can turn around and help somebody. My wife and I, we know what it is to lose a lot of children through miscarriages. We know what it is to lose a late-term pregnancy. It was devastating, very hard. But I can tell you, God comforted us through that season. We walked through that season. And now we've been able to help a lot of other couples who have faced that same thing and have gone through that same pain. We understand. We know what it is to sit at a double funeral and to bury loved ones two at a time. We've been there. Understand that. Very hard. Very difficult seasons. But God comforted us through that difficult season of mourning. And then he allowed us now to help others who have walked through the same thing. Many of you, you're going through difficult things, very difficult. You've lost loved ones. You've lost relationships. You've lost jobs. You've lost family. You've had a lot of things going on that are very difficult and challenging in your life. But let me tell you, God is, first of all, he will bring you comfort if you look to him and not something else. And number two, when you begin to help somebody else, God heals your heart. It just happens. It happens. The more I help somebody else with their pain, the more it helps heal my pain. The more it helps. God heals me. It's like, God, I'm going to step out and do your work for you, and then he's taking care of my heart. It just happens. It's one of the ways. And we can never do this. We can never experience this when we walk around with a victim mentality. It will slow you way down spiritually. It will slow you from becoming the person that God sees for you to be. I'm here today to declare to you as a spiritual pastor and coach and say this. Come on, stop being the victim. God's got something better for you. He's got a better thing that he wants you to embrace. Let's keep reading, okay? We just got past two verses right there. We ain't got very far, okay? For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with what? His comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffered. Look what verse 7 says. For we are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives you. We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through at the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. Can anybody say amen to that? Have you ever had those days? Have you ever had those seasons? I can tell you I have walked through those seasons, and man, they are brutal, and they are challenging. But God today wants to sustain you and comfort you through this difficult season if you'll only look to him and quit looking to other things to bring you comfort. But look what verse 9 says now. In fact, we expected to die. There's a lot of faith, isn't it? Okay. But as a result, here's the key. We stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God who raises the dead. This is the key right here. You see, the victim mentality relies on yourself to get the pity you need. The victim mentality relies on yourself to get the comfort you need. The victim mentality never sees yourself beyond where you're at. You can't give anybody else comfort, and you try to get all the comfort for yourself. You are relying on yourself. And Paul says, hey, we quit relying on ourselves, and we learn to rely only on God. Let me just save yourself a lot of trouble, okay? The quicker we learn this principle, I believe the easier our storms will be. Because when we walk through the difficult times, it's in those seasons that we learn that God wants me to learn to rely fully on him. And like I said last week, 2 weeks ago, when I said, I guess I've done everything I know to do. I guess I'll start praying. It's the same mentality. Let's quit trying to do it all of ourselves and say, all right, God, I guess now you'll just do this. You know, I guess it's up to you. How about the first thing we say is, God, you're in charge. God, I'm relying solely on you. God, you are the source of my wisdom, the source of my strength, the source of my comfort, the source of my need. And God, I can't do this on my own. I need you. I learned to rely on God. You see, look at this statements. This is so true. Out of our misery comes your ministry. Listen to me. Out of our misery comes your ministry. Out of your mess comes your message. Out of your test comes your testimony. Somebody better shout amen right there. That'll preach, man. Out of your misery comes your ministry. The thing that pains you the most is the thing God wants to give back to you to use to destroy the enemy who tried to destroy you in the first place. It's the principle we see with Goliath's sword given back to David. Remember, it was returned back to him. Oh, the very thing that was going to be used to kill David's life, God gave it back to David as a weapon, and he killed many of God's enemies, killed many of his enemies with that. See, God wants to take our misery and bring a ministry. He wants to take our mess and bring forth a message. He wants to take our test and let you walk through it with a testimony. See, we realize this, that when somebody has a testimony, the greater the pain, the greater the audience. Let's be real. I mean, if I got up and said, you know what? I want to testify today, God. You guys, I know you're worshiping, and I just really feel like God's got me a word for you guys. And I get up and say, you know what? This week I was walking through the house, and as I did, I had my shoes off, and I stubbed my toe on the couch. And I bruised my toe, and it hurt so bad I had to take some Advil, and I had to prop my toe up because it was hurting and throbbing so bad. You guys would be like, why, why, why? Call 1-800-CRY-BABY and leave me alone, Pastor. That's what you would tell me. No, but somebody gets up here and says, man, let me tell you, I have suffered death. I've suffered loss. I've suffered great things in my life. And we're, you know what? We think, yeah, man, that's an incredible testimony. That's incredible how they walked through that pain, that suffering, the loss they went through. And we're captivated by that. And then he said, you know what? But God sustained me. God brought me through. God comforted me. It captures the audience. See, out of our great pain, God wants to bring a great testimony. Out of that great mess you're in, God wants to bring a great message. God wants to bring a ministry out of the thing that troubles you the most. But when you have a victim mentality, you'll never get there. When you have a victim mentality, you'll never see it. God has got something greater. Because it's one thing we all have in common, is we're all going to suffer rejection. We're all going to suffer loss. We're all going to suffer people talking bad about us falsely. We're all going to suffer things that happen that are unfair. We're all going to suffer things that are painful and hurt. We all walk through that. But the question is this. You may have been a victim, you see. You may have been a victim. I have been a victim before. And everyone in this room, you have been a victim at some time in your life. There's nothing wrong with being a victim. Have been a victim. The problem is this, is that we no longer have been a victim, but when we become a victim, when we become a victim, then we see everything through victim's eyes. See, it's all right to say, I've been a victim, but I didn't stay there. I've been a victim, but I didn't stay there. God brought me through my pain. God brought me through my sorrow. Yes, it hurt. Yes, it's still sore at times, but you know what? It's a new day. It's a new season, and God, you are bringing me through that. You see, a victim says, no, I'm always going to be a victim. And then we see everything through victim's eyes. See, God wants to change the mentality, because a new you that he wants to bring forth out of you and I, to bring this new you, will never achieve it with a victim's mentality. Just quit seeing everything through victim's eyes. See, the victim mentality always sees yourself as the victim. The victim mentality always sees yourself as the victim. Every marriage you're in, you're always the victim. Every relationship you're in, you're always the victim. You feed off the pity of other people. You've gotten so used to having people feel sorry for you that you've allowed that to be your drug. You've allowed it to be the thing you like the most. You like the attention that comes along with it. And even though you wouldn't admit it, if you really look at your heart, there's some people here today who say, yeah, I really do. I've gotten addicted to that attention. I've gotten addicted to that comfort people give me, feeling sorry for me. Some of you are always needing money. Always needing money. Always needing money. If I could just get more money, I'd be okay. If I could just, no, you don't, because you got a victim mentality. I've seen people who only made $20,000 a year to only get double, triple raise and a better job. And they're making 2 to 3 times as much money as they had before. And they had the same problems, the same mentality. And the reason why, because money was not their problem. There's people who are making half the amount as you are, and they're living happy, and they're not broke. Why? Because they don't have a victim mentality. See, a victim mentality will keep you broke. A victim mentality will keep you a slave. A victim mentality will stop you from going the same place God wants you to be. Come on, say amen now. All right. See, a victim mentality, it happens naturally when we first get married. Don't you remember this? When we first get married, husbands and wives, you know, when you first get married, everything's so great. And then you get married, ladies, and then one day, after about a year of being married, husbands, you come home. And she is like, I just cannot take it anymore. This man who used to send me notes and flowers and do this for me. He used to romance me. No romance. He used to do this and do that. He just doesn't appreciate me anymore. And I'm tired of always having to go around. I'm not his mama. And I got to pick up after him. I got to do his laundry. I got to cook his meals. He can't even make the bed when he gets up in the morning. Oh, I just can't go on anymore. I am just tired of being the victim in this marriage all the time. No one appreciates me. And you fall in the bed. I just can't take it anymore. And the husband, he gets upset and says, well, you know what? I've been going to work, getting up, going to work every day, working overtime, trying to pay off this house, this car. You want a new car, you wanted it, and I didn't want to get it, but you wanted the payment, so I'll let you get it. So now I'm working 2 jobs, and I'm upset. No clapping, guys. Come on, this is for illustration. Someone's like, amen, hallelujah. You don't appreciate that, you know. And you just, you know, I've been treating you like a queen, even though you quit wearing makeup 6 months ago, and you don't dress up the way you used to. Come on now. If anybody should be upset, it should be me. And we walk out and we slam the door. I'm going to get some fresh air and take a drive. I've got to get out of this house. Like, that's really going to help you. Oh, the fresh air, that heals me. Oh, yeah, that's good. And we're upset because both people are fighting who's the greater victim in this marriage. Come on now. You know my marriage is not the only one who went through this. You went through it too. We fight over who was a better victim, who's the worst victim. And then what happens? This victim husband, this victim wife, they begin to produce, and they have victim children. Little kids are raised up, and they go to school, and they come home. My teacher doesn't like me. The teacher's always so mean to me. Well, you ain't no one going to treat my kid that way. Come on, we're going up and down, up and down. Come on, you sit down right here. Ain't nobody going to treat talk to my kid that way. Ain't nobody going to be mean to my kid. I can't. I wanted to play, but then I was the only one to get to play today. The coach doesn't like me. He likes all the other players, but he doesn't like me. Well, that coach is going to get my word. I'm right now. I'm going up there. That school, that coach is going to know. My kid's going to play. I can tear you right now. Everything's a victim mentality. Come on, Dad. Everybody else has got the Xbox and I don't have it. Well, my kids, we can't afford it, but who cares? We'll skip rent this week because we're going to go out. My kid's not going to be a victim. Everybody's getting a new car. I don't get a new car. You're right, you ain't getting a new car. And you're not the victim. See, but they come by it honestly because we produce victim children. At some point, it's got to stop. Come on. How many single people say, preach, Pastor Gene. Tell these married people like it is for once. Come on. How many single people say amen to that? Yeah, okay. You guys have been. Because you're the same way. All the single people, you're the same way. Come on. You go out on a date. You've been single forever. And you go out on a date. Somebody you ain't never been out with. And you're like, okay. I just want you to know before we start this first date that I don't talk a lot because I've been hurt. I am emotionally closed off. So I have a hard time sharing my feelings. Just want you to know ahead of time. It hurt. And the other person's like, well, yeah, well, me too. I'm closed up too because my ex relationship, they cheated on me and really hurt me. Oh yeah, well, my boyfriend, he went out with a girl 20 years younger than him. Oh yeah, well, mine cheated twice in the same day. Oh yeah, well, mine cheated with my cousin. Everybody's trying to see who's the worst victim. Listen, it carries over to the church. We come to church. I'm the victim. God's blessing everybody else but me. Everybody else is asked to do this but me. No one likes me. Everybody's talking about my problems. Let me tell you, ain't nobody talking about your problems. We got enough of our own problems. We got enough of our own logs in our eye to worry about the speck in your eye. Nobody's talking bad about you. I'm telling you, we love you, support you. Right? But victim mentality sees everybody's in it against me. Victim mentality, everybody's talking about me. Everybody else is getting blessed but me. See, the victim mentality, at some point, someone's got to stand up and say, enough's enough. It's time for it to stop. Because I can never walk into the fullness of what God has for me when I walk in this victim mentality. It's like the show that we've seen many times, the news stories, all over the news stories, 2020, 60 Minutes, Dateline, the story. Can I just summarize all these stories into one story, okay? Hypothetical story. It's a story of, you know, this person was, they interviewed a mom who was there, and she can't find her kids, and finally she's reaching out for her lost kids, and they go back and trace her story, and she was out on the streets running away as a young girl, and then she ends up prostituting herself, and she gets hooked on drugs, and then she lives from shelter to shelter in the streets, lives out in the streets. She has kids, and they go out and find these kids, and see where they're at, and one kid is like hooked on drugs, living on the streets, can't hold a job. And they're like, why? You know, why? What happened? Well, that's all I ever knew. My mom was this way. I didn't know who my dad was. And so I just followed the pattern of what they did, you know. And I'm just a victim of my circumstances. I'm a victim of what my mom did. I'm a victim because I had no parent. I'm a victim because I had no dad. And then you find the other sibling, and they're like successful, and they've done something with themselves. Why? Because they said, you know what? I decided a long time ago I wasn't going to be a victim. I wasn't going to be like that, and I was going to do something better for myself. And so I got out and got an education, got a job. I worked hard, started the business. Why? One has a victim mentality, and the other says, I'm not going to be a victim no longer. Come on now, we have the choice to make. The victim mentality will keep you there. Yes, it's okay. Some of you were victims as a children. You were victims. You didn't have a choice. You were victims. But as an adult, you can choose to say, I'm not going to be a victim any longer. I'm choosing to move away from the victim mentality, and I'm going to create something better for my life, for my family. I'm going to walk in the new person God is calling me to be and break away from that. See, we've got to break away. Anybody receiving this today? See, living the victim mentality, it destroys who God designed for you to be. Living the victim mentality destroys who God designed for you to be. God has got a design for you, and it's the new you. It's a son and daughter of the King. He wants us to be prince and princesses of the King. He wants you to live at a new level. He wants you to live in a new season. He doesn't want you stuck in the victim season all of your life. See, you got to get out of that. Because when you have the victim mentality, it causes us to have a victim faith. Come on now. I've seen it, and you've seen it too. People have a victim faith. Oh, God. I need a new car. I just don't have it. My car is about to go crazy. I'm tired of this old junker car. I need a new car. I'm a Christian. And God, today when I come to church, I'm just going to pray, God, give me a new car. God, I really need a new car. God, you know Dennis and Joyce, they have a car lot. They could bless me with a new car if they really wanted to. God, I need a new car. Oh, did you hear me? I didn't even hear my prayer. See, that's what a victim mentality does. A victim mentality says, oh, God, I got a bill to pay. Lord, this weekend, I'm just going to raise my hand right now, and I'm going to tell everybody, Lord, I'm broke, God, and I need help. And just wait, someone's going to come up, all of a sudden, just put cash in your hand when you got it up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, there, I've got it. See, a victim mentality causes you to start trying to manipulate things on your own, get pity on your own, instead of saying, God, you're bigger than my problem. If God can cause somebody to give you a car, how about you just say, God, how about you give me a car? I don't have to manipulate somebody. I don't have to go put somebody on a guilt trip. If they give a new car to everybody who needs one, they'll be needing a new car. Are you following me? Their business will be broke. We can't sit around and go around asking people for handouts all the time and go around a victim mentality. Oh, I need this. I need that. No. Say, you know what, God, you are bigger than this. God, I'm going to begin to serve you faithful. I'm going to begin to do it. And we all go through seasons when we need help. I've been there, you've been there. There's nothing wrong with getting help or assistance. But what should never be, it should be a short season. It shouldn't be a lifestyle. Come on now, I'm preaching better than you're talking about today. Let me tell you, we have people on welfare that today need it. They need it. They're single moms who need it, help raising their children. There are people who have disabilities. There are seniors who need the assistance, and that's what it's there for. I'm glad that we have it to help people who need it. But we also have people who are bigger than me, men who are bigger than me, stronger than, well, maybe not stronger, but there's people there. Just playing. Bigger than me, stronger than me. And they're on welfare. They've been on welfare for years. Why? Because they've taken a victim mentality. No, it should be there for a short season of help when you need it to get back on your feet. But get out there and say, God, I'm not going to be a slave to this the rest of my life. I'm not going to be a victim all my life. There's a time, a short season I may need the help. Let me tell you, I've been there before. I'll be real honest with you. When we first had our twins, we already had three kids at home. And then we had the twins, Hallie and Hayden. And we were just working as youth pastors. And my wife's like, you know, this formula is a lot of money. For twins, it's a lot of money. She goes, we can go down to the WIC office and we can get help. They'll give us, you know, brochures for this. I'm like, I'm not doing that, you know. I got too much pride for that. And I went to buy it the first time I went to buy it. And I started doing the math. That's $600 a month in formula. We okay, but I can't afford that. I went home and was like, you better get down to the WIC office and fill out the papers right now. I said, I'll make you a deal. You go down and fill out the papers, and I'll go to Walmart and buy it. And once a month, I go to Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning so no one else will see me. I'll be walking through getting that WIC formula and saying, all right, it's $600. Thank you, the government. Thank you for paying my taxes. Amen. It was a short season, though. You see what I'm saying? It was a short season when my kids were younger, and I needed that help, and it helped. It was there for me. But I shouldn't still be dependent on it today. Why? Because I'm not a victim. God has called me to be victorious and to live a life of victory in Him, and not to be a slave to a system, not to be a slave to the government, not to be a slave to anybody of abuse, not to be a slave to anything that happened in my childhood or my past. I have been set free. And so have you. So break loose of that victim mentality. Let's get out of it. Let's leave it behind and walk into the person God's calling me to be. Look at this verse, Numbers 11. I love this story in Numbers 11, verses 5 and 6. The children of Israel, remember Moses has led them out of Israel. They've gotten out of that Egypt now. They've gotten out of Egypt. They're going to the promised land. And they used to be slaves, now they're free. Now look at their response here in verses 5 and 6. They're complaining to Moses. Moses, we remember the fish we used to eat for free in Egypt. And we had all the cucumbers, all the melons, all the leeks. What's a leek? Anybody know what a leek is? Don't look at your wife. Okay, look at the leek is. All the onions, all the garlic we wanted. But now our appetites are gone. All we ever see is this manna that just shows up every day that we have to do nothing for. God's feeding them every day. God is giving them manna at their door every day, fresh manna. He's feeding them. They don't even have to work for it. God is giving them what they need to sustain them through this next season they're walking in, and they start complaining because they don't have the fresh leeks anymore, the fresh cucumbers. I mean, it's like they forgot all it was to be a slave. It's like, this is what they're saying, you know. Did you not forget about when you was a slave, how they raped your wives, how they raped your daughters, how they abused your sons, how they killed the babies, how they took and worked you 16, 18-hour days, how they beat you with the whip, how you wore chains, how they stole the money you was making for them. They kept it for themselves and didn't give you hardly anything to live on. Oh, they gave you a few melons and cucumbers and onions and garlic. That really cost them a lot, didn't it? We forget that. You see, because the problem is this. The problem is this, that we have the mentality of a victim. See, stop forgetting about the things of your past, the good things, only to say this. You know what? Stop becoming a slave for a meal. We got to stop becoming a slave for a meal. Well, God, I remember before I was a Christian, I could sleep in on Sunday mornings. Before I was a Christian, I didn't really want to tithe. I didn't have to tithe. Now I feel guilty if I don't tithe. God, before I was a Christian, I didn't have to serve. I didn't have to work in the children's ministry. I didn't have to help cook a meal for somebody. I didn't have to help clean the church. I didn't have to do anything. God, before I was a Christian, I had more time to myself. Yeah, before you was a Christian, your marriage is on the rocks. It was crazy. Your house was dysfunctional. You were a wreck, and God has put your life back together. God has brought you restoration. God has brought you mercy, salvation, grace. Don't forget where God's brought you from. Get rid of that victim mentality and say, God, I am leaving this place. God, I'm not going to be a victim the rest of my life, but I'm moving on. See, what God had used to sustain them wasn't good enough. Stop looking at where we've been and start looking at where you're going. See, the victim mentality keeps you looking at where you've been. I've had this happen. Every time you get in a small group, you go there and you hear the same story. This is what happened to me in 1988. They go the next season. Well, 1988, this happened to me. Next season. In 1988, this happened to me. In 1993, this happened to me. No, stop looking about where you've been and look at where you're going. God, thank you that you've taken me out of that pain. You've taken me out of that season of addiction. You've taken me out of that season of tough loss. But see, he says, everything, there is a season. There is a time to cry. But he says, weeping only lasts through the night. And there comes a season of new morning, a new day when you can pick your head back up. And God restores joy. God restores peace. God restores, and you take that testimony. I walked through this test, and I'm not a victim any longer. I'm not a victim any longer, but now I'm victorious in God. See, this is where he's calling you and I to live. We got to get rid of this victim mentality. See, some of you need to take your victim mentality, get it all together, get into that phone booth like Clark Kent, and come out with a Superman shirt on saying, no longer am I going to be a slave to a victim, but I'm going to walk in the power the Holy Spirit has given me. I'm going to transform into the new me that God's calling me to be. And it comes when I break the victim mindset. As the musicians are coming today, it's time to stop it. Stop the victim mentality. I believe the Spirit of God's asking today, how can we call ourselves an overcomer and a conqueror when we're living a victim's life mentality? It's time to break the victim mentality. It's time for a new you. Are you guys receiving this today? Do you guys enjoy this? How many like to hear some more of this next week? Would you like to hear some more of this next week? All right. We're going to pick it back up next week. I'm going to cut it off right now. I got some more to share. It's good stuff. See, because we've got to break through. We've got to break out of this mentality of always being the victim and say, you know what? I got to get beyond that. God's got a better season. God's got a new you. He's wanting you to go to. Yeah, your seasons were tough, and I walked through many of the seasons with you guys in this room. And I understand, difficult, almost impossible seasons. But I'm here to tell you, he's the God who brings comfort, and he's the God who brings a new day, and he can help you to smile through your tears. He can help you to walk and let your mess become a message. Let your test become a great testimony, a perseverance of what God did in your life. And the very thing that Satan wanted to use to destroy your life, destroy your marriage, destroy your home, God wants to take it back and put it in your hands and say, yeah, God, I'm going to use this now to help other people. How many today say, I'm tired of being a victim, Pastor. I'm not going to be a victim. Man, I'm ready to break out of this. Anybody here, this is a message speaking to you? Yeah. Thanks, guys. I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet. I have a little more time to the service than I did the first service. I'm going to ask you, if you want to come to the front during this next song, you're more than welcome. You don't have to, but we're going to open up the altars. We're going to sing this song that says, "Sons and daughters of the King." See, to get past this victim mentality, you got to realize I am called as sonship, as a daughtership that God has given me to be a son and daughter. I'm not called to live as a victim. If that's you, some of you, you say, "That's me. I've been walking in the victim mentality way too long." You need to step out in faith today. Say, "God, no. I'm stepping out of that victim mentality, and I'm walking into a new season. I'm walking into a new me. I'm not going to carry that victim baggage along with me any longer. I'm not going to carry that victim junk with me any longer." Come on, scoot on in, guys. Make room for those coming in behind you. Come on, let's declare it today. Sons and daughters. Victim mentalities, and God, we're being set free from the victim spirit. And God, right now I pray that God, you flood this place with your grace and your mercy. And today we know that God, you have given us grace and mercy. You have flooded us with your comfort. And God, today you are our source of comfort and strength. And God, today we are going to take the test and let it be a testimony. We're not going to be stuck in seasons of victim for year after year after year. It stops today. It breaks today. We're starting something new for our life, for our family, for our children. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. If you believe that, put your hands together. You got a shout of praise. Thank you guys so much. I love you very much. Thank you for letting me share what the Holy Spirit put on my heart today. God bless you. Turn around, give someone a big high five and say, "Man, God was good today."